Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. The late, great Joe Cocker. His music still rocks after all these years. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm having a great visit with here with our good friend Steve Martin. I hope you'll check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. That's ageofthecustomer.com. Steve's website is ProfitPro, ProfitPro.us. You can find all of his books there and all the things that he does. I encourage you to check it out. I promise you, you will profit from knowing more about Steve, and you'll thank me later. Steve, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, you're giving us some examples of how some of the disruptions that are happening can be turned into opportunities. You know, Steve, I still think about, you and I are old enough to remember how Main Street used to be, where a business owner could walk out on the front stoop of his business or her business and look around town and identify every threat to their business, every challenge, every competitive pressure that they could possibly have. And especially if they held the Sears Roebuck catalog in their hand too, right, at the same time. Today, they can't, you know, you can't, not only can't walk out on the front stoop of your business and or hold a catalog, you can't even imagine which industry the next disruption is going to come from. It might be one you never even thought of or heard of right before, right?
No, Jim, yeah, things are happening so dramatically in the age of the customer. You know I'm a big fan of your principle.
I appreciate that.
And the threats are coming from every which way, every single direction.
So how do we prepare for this? How do we handle this? Not only the disruptions, but the pace of the disruption, the velocity of the disruptions.
Well, you know, you can get out your crystal ball and imagine what the future is going to be, but mine's not working so well. The one thing you can do is to try and, you know, most of us are driven into a case of being reactive to what's going on around us. And just accepting that fact that you're going to be reactive is the first step. The second step is to say, all right, I'm being reactive. What are the signs in the universe that are going on here that might become something more significant for me and I should pay attention to?
Mm-hmm.
So just a willingness to be aware of the fact that change is happening is one thing. And the other is to stay in touch with your customers, you know.
Can I stop you for a second, Steve?
Sure.
You just, another way of saying, and because I want to put a real fine point on this, another way of saying your first point about being aware and paying attention is you can't do any of that if you're not willing to say, I will not be a denier. If I see something happening in front of me, if I see it actually happening, I'm not going to be a denier. I will say, okay, that's really happening. That could really hurt me. I have to take action. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think you've said it very, very well. That is the reality. I'm not going to keep my head in the sand.
Hey, but you've seen it, haven't you? You've seen these owners, these executives, where the evidence was in front of them, and they just say, well, I don't think that's really going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's the denier. That's the head in the sand, and it's a quick way to obsolescence.
So I just wanted to put a fine point on that point. All right, now go to your second point.
The second point is that recognizing the fact that you're not going to be a denier and accepting that is finding out how your customer behaviors are changing. You know, all good businesses have a clear understanding of the demographics of their customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say that to everyone in the audience, that better be true. You need to understand what they're doing.
Right.
And look for the trends. Look for the changes. What are they doing differently today than what they did even 6 months, 12 months, or a year or two ago?
And this is where one of the things I try to focus on, this is, you mentioned the age of the customer, is we think we know what our customer expectations are. And we do know what they were yesterday or a week ago or a month ago or a year ago. But we don't know what they are today. We don't know what they are, what they're going to be tomorrow if we don't continue to keep up with that. Steve, you used to be able to check in with your customer once a year and be in good shape. Now you better check in with them almost every day. What do you think?
I think you're right. And, you know, because of these changes in the way we communicate, primarily the Internet, you have some tools that are available to you mm-hmm. to find out what's going on with your customers. One of the most powerful ones is an email newsletter.
Right. Exactly.
And I know a certain radio talk show that sends out a beautiful newsletter every week and has a quiz in it, a survey.
Yeah.
And, Jim, your surveys are excellent.
Thank you.
They work to engage the customers and the reader. And that tool is available to anyone who's using a online newsletter.
So what you're saying is that the same technology that's potentially disrupting you, that what you've got to do is you've got to use that same technology. Those tools, those levers, those weapons are available to you just like they are to the disruptor.
And you better be using them.
Yeah. And I got to say something real quick, Steve. One of the best ways to see where your next disruption is going to come from, and one of the best ways to see what your customers are going to be interested in the future, is to spend time with your industry trade group. I've been saying that now, Steve, for 17 years. It's more important now than ever before, isn't it, to stay close to your industry?
It certainly is, because then you have the power of many minds.
That's right.
Many
exactly.
perspectives.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Steve Martin and I will be right back. His website is ProfitPro.us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.